There's a new radio station on the air, playing the biggest hits of the 70s through today. There's news and weather, too. But if you want to tune in, you'll have to take quite a trip. Here's NPR's Ivan Watson.
It sounds like it could be a commercial radio station in any town, USA.
Oh, yeah, well, you're partying in a city where the heat is on right here on your Freedom Radio station.
That is, until you get the reminder that Freedom Radio is a military radio station broadcasting in a war zone to American troops all across Iraq.
The most heavily armed staff on the air, Freedom Radio.
And in Baghdad, of course, you're dealing with 95 degrees outside. The temperature is rising all the way up to 112 today. Kirkuk, you're looking at 93 degrees outside as well. 110 is going to be your high. Also, blue skies going around.
Freedom Radio has been on the air in Iraq since December of last year. It broadcasts from makeshift studios built in the translation booths that overlook an old Iraqi government assembly hall. Due to the security situation, the station's exact location is a secret.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location.
Sorry I'm late for work, but I couldn't find the place.
Freedom Radio on 107.7 FM, Baghdad.
This station is run by a unit of Army reservists from Los Angeles. Most of them never worked in radio until they were deployed to Iraq.
Army Sergeant Eddie Collins.
Specialist Abby Cannon.
Army Sergeant Kim Almodovar.
Army Sergeant Paul Days.
Army Sergeant Ray James.
I'm a broadcaster.
The DJs provide entertainment by playing rap, funk, pop, and rock. But they're also here to inform the troops.
If you're out there and you're feeling a little stressed out, well, there's help on the way. Well, not on the way, but you can call Combat Stress Control. A lot of people that I work with always try to refer me over there. I don't know why.
The news here is different from what you might hear back in the States. Announcers avoid talking about American casualties. Instead of combat, they focus on the good news in Iraq.
August was the biggest month yet for Iraqi electrical infrastructure. Teams of the Iraqi laborers work on six new electricity generators at the Kudus power plant. The sound it makes is the sound of progress for Iraqi and U.S. engineers.
There are a few hipster Iraqis who also listen to Freedom Radio, despite its heavy-handed propaganda. They say they like the station's mix of Western music. Sergeant Addie Collins, one of the DJs here, acknowledges that not all of the Iraqi audience likes the U.S. military presence here.
I think that they can appreciate it and they can enjoy the music without necessarily having to be our friends, so to speak. And it's free, so why not, you know?
Good morning, Iraq! There, now you have it. You wanted to hear it all this time, you got it. Listen to Freedom Radio.
Jokes aside, the staff here knows the stakes are all too high in this theater of operations. Last week, Freedom Radio had to go off the air after insurgents lobbed mortar shells close to the station. When Sergeant Collins tells her fellow Americans around Iraq to be safe, she really means it.
Because I understand that the person who's listening today may not be listening tomorrow. There's a chance in that. So my thing is, have a good time, enjoy your day, but more than anything, just be safe. We're all aware of the consequences out here. If you can get to tomorrow, that's the main thing. If you can tune in.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.
And it's time to say bye-bye. And now we are going to leave you with this. It's Addie's favorite dreamboat, Enrique Iglesias.
Count the hours, they go so slow.
Our program is directed by Jonathan Bayer, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Charlie Mayer. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
At the cultural desk, Bill Wyman, Laura Bertrand, Elizabeth Blair, Jeffrey Freimanwire, Tom Cole, Loretta Williams, Felix Contreras, and Netta Ulaby.
National editors include Ellen Weiss, Ken Rudin, Libby Lewis, Janet Domowitz, Cindy Johnston, Bibi Krause, Les Cook, Uri Berliner, Marisa Peñalosa, and Ron Elving.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
And
I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.